Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
What's up, guys?
Well, listen, man, it's been a while since we've been back in the studio. You understand?
What's up, y'all?
How long has it been? Was it 4?
A couple weeks. We had a couple of onliners.
At least 3.
And then the one where we were not there at all.
Well, we back now. We had some fun ones. We back in the studio. We got a very special guest in here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you guys have heard. But we stepping it up. You know what I'm saying? We get the stars in here. You know what I'm saying? In a minute, y'all ain't going to be able to afford us. We're going to have to raise the price on YouTube, too. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do this right. So let me make sure. Yeah. NBA expert. Okay. Yeah. I have a producer, all of that. I got that part right there. But wanted to make sure I had everything right. So
it's a unique list. More unique than we're used to.
Yeah, because it's not just
comedian, personality.
Well, let's just give it a try. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen him as Simon Drake on season 3 and 4 of How to Get Away with Murder.
Come on.
As Amir on the Showtime series, The Shy, and the Disney's, and on Disney's, The Lion Guard, as he voices, I'm going to say this one wrong, Azad.
You said that perfect.
I said it right?
Perfect.
Azad. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, but outside of that, activists. When everything was going on during the quarantine, this brother was out there on the front line.
He was
calling cops out. He was doing Zoom lives with cops and giving them the facts, and they had no answer to it. I did a deep dive. I was like, Bezod, I've been out here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Welcome to the show, Bezod. Dabu.
That's a great intro. That was an amazing intro. So you went and saw that Zoom, huh?
With that police chief? I did. He was like, wait, 1 second. What are you talking about? No. Since the beginning of this year.
Call them out.
Calling them out. But also, if you were a fan of Zooming with the Homies, you also would have seen Bezod on one of the episodes of Zooming with the Homies, too. He pulled up. So, you know what I'm saying? Just letting you know, we out here, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you for coming, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely,
appreciate it.
How did it feel to press a cop with no consequences?
It's scary because I have other friends who are activists during that whole sort of the resurgence of BLM during 2020. People cared for like 6 months. And there were stories of the people who were on the front lines getting pulled over double the amount, getting like extra things. Like there's I'm not gonna sit here and like conspiracy theory, but I do think there's like a list.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm on it now. If there's a list, I'm on it now.
Oh yeah. First of all, you're calling out cops, and then you got the nerve to be brown too?
The abuse will go up.
You got some nerve on you.
The abuse levels
will
raise.
That was a little scary. But like I wasn't even trying to call him out. That's the thing. I wasn't trying to be combative. I was just asking logical questions. You know, they keep saying, they were like, you know, you should comply. Well, I was like, well, here's 10 cases where people complied and got shot.
Well, if you're not being logical, that is pressing someone. If they're not being logical, asking logical questions is just like, man, you know we don't know.
Yeah, for sure. And I asked them, I said, because I was at a protest like 2 days before, and they did this thing, I think they call it boxing or squaring or something like that, where they'll put people on 4 sides of an intersection, they'll have like their police lines, and they'll tell you to turn around and go, but you can't. So you turn around and go, and then 2 blocks later, you're boxed in. And then you go down another street, you're boxed in. So they're every side is saying turn around and go, but they know they're kenneling you. That's the word, kenneling.
Wow.
So they kennel you, and then they just start shooting the rubber bullets. But the thing is, and they're like, well, you're not listening. It's like, we actually can't.
You guys can't.
And the only way is out, and they're smart about this, are these little alleyways. You go through the little like alleyways behind buildings to try to get to your car, get to where you're going, and they're on the other end of the alleyway.
Wow.
So I was like, so what should I do in that situation? Well, you know, you should listen to the police. Well, I did listen to the police, right. But there's other police. You know, I just got him logic, and he right. was mad. Well, and then he finally goes, well, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, then burn it down.
Burn the system down. Wow. My thing is that they always tell people to stay calm. And we've said it. A lot of people have said it. Like, telling me to stay calm when I'm not trained to stay calm.
Right. With a gun in my face.
With a gun in my face. When you're trained, you go through an extensive training to remain calm in hostile situations, and you still react by shooting somebody. So how do you expect me, a civilian who has no training other mm-hmm. than my upbringing in the hood, which I guess technically could count as training, but how do you expect me to perform like level-headed when I have no training, and you have a gun in my face, and you're screaming at me, and here comes more of your gang members. They're surrounding me.
And they act scared. I mean, I remember once I approached a cop car that was parked in a gas station for directions, and it was like, whoa, 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 back up. And I'm like, why are you so scared of me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you so... I'm a 5'8", skinny right. dude. Like, why are you so...
Break out
like,
the training. Break out all that training.
I'm in like, athletic shorts and a t-shirt. Right. Like, why are you so
they
scared
don't,
of
they
me?
Don't do a lot of training. They're you know it
as,
takes...
They're not as trained as you think.
They're not as trained as barbers.
No, they're basically given the equipment of the military no, seriously. With no training.
You have to do
I
longer
that 100%.
Learning. You have to do longer training and to be a barber than you do to be a mm-hmm. cop.
Wow.
That's not an exaggeration.
Damn.
That's just real facts. You wow. have to get more hours in to be a barber. But I gotta get it, though, because lying is a serious business. You fuck up somebody's line, and they might fuck up your whole house. You fuck up my line, and bitch, and I can't book no commercials because I can't take my hat off in this Toyota commercial, I'm fucking somebody up.
Police are, you know, it's pretty important. Police are very... I don't think it's for us to be calm. Y'all heard about that story of the lady who got out of her cuffs in the backseat of a car and then got a machine gun and shot it,
oh
and then she still got arrested peacefully?
That blows my fucking mind.
And it's not like we're like over here like, man, you should have killed her. It's
right.
just like the comparison is just like,
the
man, you weren't scared? She had a machine gun.
It's blinding.
She
it's
had
not
machine
even
gun.
Like bothersome. It's blinding the contrast right. of treatment when it comes to color. Mm-hmm. And race, like, it's
can
it's
you
just...
imagine if January 6th was mostly black and brown people?
Oh my god!
Oh, it would have been a massacre.
It would have been a massacre.
Imagine
it would have been. It would have been Oklahoma City, in DC.
And can you imagine if a couple of them had turbans?
They wouldn't have been able to.
See, the thing is, they wouldn't have been. They would have never gotten as far as they did. Should that have happened? They wouldn't have gotten to these steps of the.
They
Capitol.
Wouldn't have.
Right, that's true. And they still would have been talking about it. Seems like that was a pretty. Huge event that got swept under by about February 7th. Everyone was just
Boy.
Like, everyone
was just like, they were trying to sweep it off on January 7th.
But speaking of violence from the barbers, though, I was once on set, and there was a lady who did hair on set, and I went in to get a fade. And she said, oh, I don't really do men, but I can do it. And I said, And then she goes, what do you want, a quick 1, 2, 3? That's what she called it, a quick 1, 2, 3. And I realized she was going to give me a 1. And then a 2,
right?
And then a 3,
with no blending,
and it
fading.
Was going to just be a lot. I was like,
it's hilarious.
You gotta say no. I
that's when you have to say no.
I said,
that's cool. Let me run to the bathroom real quick. I ran to the bathroom. That's when I talked to the PA. Like, yo, no.
Yeah.
She said a 1, 2, 3, and I
that's
talked to the only black PA.
Fade.
I said, he was like, oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
I was like,
no.
I'm not doing no quick 1,
yo,
2, 3.
Yo, that is such. It's still at a huge disadvantage having people of color on movies and show sets to actually know how to do people of color's hair. Like, it's still at such a crazy offset that they don't. I will say, this MasterCard commercial I did a couple months ago, they had all black staff, all black hair, PAs, all of it. It was beautiful. And it was also like, but the lady still fucked up my hair, though.
Well, I should shout out somebody. Yeah. There's an actress from Chicago. She's in L.A. Her name's Tiffany Yvonne Cox. Mm-hmm. And she is working to change that in our union.
Mm.
So she has started like a, I don't know what you want to call it. She started like a committee, a thing, mm-hmm. a petition, something, to if there are a certain amount of people of color on a show, that there is a person of color doing hair and makeup on
yes.
that show.
Oh, that's so overlooked.
She is gaining. And so she is leading the charge to do it. She's doing it within SAG-AFTRA to make
Yvonne
it a
Cox.
She's a great actress. She's on a whole bunch of shows. She just got on a Hulu show. There's a Deadline article. I forget the name of the show. But so nice. Shout out to her doing
awesome.
The work in the union to do that.
That's fantastic, right. Man. That's such an overlooked thing that I feel like I don't even think if like white people would even think of that. It's not even just
right.
like, nah, let's keep
because the system's set up for white people.
Right.
Instead
so that's just one
for
of
the white men. Her,
yeah,
right?
Yep, that's her.
Yeah. I've definitely seen her out before.
Yeah, she's great.
Well, before we go any further, we do this intro song.
Oh, okay.
And we can only do it when we're in person because it doesn't work well when we try to do it over like Zoom or something like that. You know, I just try the microphone tries to recognize the person that's talking most, and it's basically we do like a rap, and we change it every intro that we actually do it is never the same. We just try to rhyme the same words together. So we try to rhyme basically Damn It and That You Scary with Mary, Harry, Cinerary, Dairy,
Fairy,
Larry,
Cherry.
Cautionary. Okay. Cautionary. A long cautionary tale. So we do that, and yeah, man, I don't know if he told you about that.
No, I was not told. Perfect. But I feel like...
Even better.
I feel like it's going to be like, what's it called? Five? What's the five?
Five fingers of death.
That's what I feel like it's
going to be. Way less intimidating.
Way less scary right now. I got to come out like Lil Dicky and give you some rittens.
This is like the pinky toe of mid.
It's the pinky toes of mid.
When I went to a white high school and we were freestyle, I knew the white kids wasn't listening to Mobb Deep at the time, so I would just give them Mobb Deep lines.
Hilarious.
And they was like, oh, shit.
And I was like, verses. I got you stuck off the wheels like, we be the infamous. You heard of us.
Three to the four. I was like, P-Double got that shit for y'all people to rock to. And they was like, oh, my God. And I was like,
he's crazy.
I was like, because none of y'all know Mobb Deep. And there was no...
And then you went home and listened to more, like, exactly. I'm going to kill him tomorrow.
And there was no Shazam at the time. But you wasn't going to, like, pull out your phone and Google the lyrics.
Yes.
Like, unless you remembered my rhyme to type in your AOL later.
That's too risky. All it takes is one hip-hop head with a backpack being like, hey, that's infamous.
They knew three rappers. They knew Eminem, Jay-Z, and Nas. That's the three rappers they knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me give him some Mobb Deep.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. That
doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you can listen. That's Shazam. Why you freestyling? Whoa, my boy, what you just say?
That'd be hilarious.
All right, so I guess this time we got a little time, so I can ask the Scary Squad, what do y'all want? I saw Trap Opera, and I haven't saw that in a while. So
is that opera with the trap music or trap rap to opera beat?
That's a good question.
I also don't really know what an opera beat is.
Some shit like that, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
But that would be the lyrics, ain't it?
Yeah. No, you could just rap to that. If I did, okay, so I typically start off the beat, and then Pat will start off the rap.
Please.
And then our guests will like either jump in with the ad-libs while Pat's rapping, and he'll pass it off, or they'll just like help with the hook or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So we'll try that. We'll do a regular rap. Trap, and I'm gonna take the opera beat and then just kind of trap.
I'm gonna
up.
Play the DJ Khaled role.
Okay, there we go. Okay. God did. Bizarre did.
We in the opera house today, you know. Had to wake up early and watch this podcast, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Woke up early with my Folgers. In here singing opera with my girl Olga. We some Vikings. Hey, you hear my rapping, you know like it. Hey, we just eating cereal with Mary. Eating some with some cherries. Damn internet, you scary. I'm about to fuck a fairy. Just kidding, I'm about to do my shit. I'ma hit this whip. Then I'ma call your bitch. And then I'll strip and take a hit. Pass it off to my guest. And to my guest, he is the best.
We the best. Chest.
Yeah, DJ Khaled, God did. What you got? Hey, yo. Hey.
I'm on the show called Damn Internet, You Scary. Earlier, I was talking about getting seasick on the ferry. We was going to Catalina Island. That's what we say when I'm not wild. And I'm talking Wile E. Coyote.
Yodi.
He was chasing that birdie.
Hey.
And I'm about to pass it to my guy. Hey, I saw him on stage. He was fly.
Hey.
To here. Take it to here.
Yo. Pulled up. In a drop. Drop the top. Rams didn't stop taking it back to the early 2000s. Got the spinning rims. About to run the mountain, picked up the new J's, ran through the projects, saw a bad chick, had to holler, how you doing, bitch? I'm a real one, see me coming through, 2 in the morning, dirt on my shoes, I just ran, about a mile, let me stop lying, I ain't ran, y'all, been on vacation, in Jamaica, ladies waiting. Niggas hatin', got a bag of that Doja in the car, listening to Doja. She brought the Mexican pizza back. I thanked her, then they took it away. Matter of fact, we banked it. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah. My knuckles started hurting.
Yeah, I know.
B was dying.
I had nowhere to go with the raps. So I was just like, all right, we can
I also realized we were playing Beethoven, which is opera.
Oh, some first names, yeah.
Classical opera, I mean, you know, but you don't know the difference. They ain't going to call us out. But you, old classically trained ass, they goes like, wait. This is not sitting right with my opera. Heart.
This opera is Beethoven. Came about 300 years later.
So, Pat, you just had a birthday, man. How was the birthday?
Birthday was fun. Birthday was cool. Got to travel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got to hang out with my friends.
That's the real fucking question, because we take this time off. We go out of the city or out of the country, out of state, wherever. But did you get a chance to actually relax and be in the moment?
Yes and no. I feel like the break was relaxing and cool enough. Did a whole bunch of stuff that was super dope. But the worker in me.
Yeah.
Worker in me was like, I gotta get all of this.
So you was filming?
I did. I filmed like a little mini travel show that I want to start doing.
Oh, man. Motherfucker. Here's the thing, guys. I just want to remind y'all. 3 months ago, I said, Pat, let's get membership to the Soho House and let's do a travel show. He was with it, right?
Yeah, I'm still with it.
He was ready. But we could have did that so he could have relaxed right now. Pat, he loves
me.
I'll be honest with you. I'm the same way, though. I would much rather be tired than bored. And if I'm trying to relax and I'm sitting around, I realize I get to a point like I'm not paying attention to music and I'm not drifting and I'm not sitting in the now. I'm like, oh, I'm bored. Now I feel like I got to do something.
Right. And especially if it's just like you're in a place where it's just like, this is cool. I would like to show people this in a creative way. Yeah. I mean, I you can't really turn that off.
Yeah.
When I'm on vacation, I gotta limit the like relaxed days. So I'm like, if I go to a... If there's a vacation, I'll have like a couple days in the city where there's things to do or activities. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, this is the beach town. I'm like, that's like 2-3 days max at the beach town. Because then I'm just like, all right, I can't just lay here. Right. I can't just lay here on the beach.
Two, three days is a good amount of time.
It's like, okay, now I need to go to like the activity city where we can like go do things.
How long do you vacation at a time?
Honestly, like... normally it's just like a couple days, but sometimes I do like the long, like I'll do like the 10-day.
Oh, nice.
Like the 10-day we going far away.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do that, I try to separate it where it's like, okay, let's do like a couple days in this town, a couple days in this town.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, let's
That's dope in a place where I want to explore. When we were just on vacation and it's one of those places where I don't want to do nothing.
Mm.
And it's also one of those places where, you know, clothing is optional, if you will.
Mm.
And so when clothing is optional, you don't have on something to have your phone.
Right.
You lose track of it.
You're actually not allowed to use your phone.
Yeah, you're not.
Things, right?
Really not. I mean, in common spaces you can, but like I wasn't chilling in the common spaces. So no, like, so I, for me, when I go to this place and relax, like, I'm really chilling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I find myself just staring off into the abyss, into the water.
That's great.
Watching. Yeah. One day I watched cartoons for like 6 hours.
I love that.
I watched Teen Titans. I watched Amazing World of Gumball.
It's part of the vacation.
I watched Wee Baby Bears. I never watched that show. I watched
what
Wee
is
Baby
that?
Bear. It's the show with the three bears, like a
Wee
brown bear.
Wee Bear Bear?
Wee Bear Bear? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Wee Bear Bear. Whatever it is.
What the hell that is.
Bro, I was just like, I had nothing to do, and I was like, I'm not going to do anything. And my phone was right there. I could have picked it up, but I was like, nope.
We're in productive culture where people like, you got to say I'm busy. It's like, oh, man, life's busy. You know, I'm working. I'm grinding.
Right.
It's like... And it's almost like if you're like, oh, what you doing? You're like, I'm just chilling right now, man.
Yeah.
Man, you almost feel embarrassed. Yeah, like, oh, no, I'm busy too. I have to do
exactly.
all of this stuff. Well,
exactly.
Me too. I have all this stuff to do.
And
it's
in
like,
my
no.
industry, we're like, you know, I'm only working when I get work. And that might go 6, 7, 8 months without
Bro,
work. You know what I'm saying?
As an actor, you're unemployed as soon as they yell cut.
Cut. And here's the other thing about it that's worse. People don't realize. If an actor like me, I'll do 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes on a show. I did 20 episodes on a show once. But every time they call cut on an episode, I don't know if I'm coming back. Yeah. So the goodbye start. All right, man. It was good to get to know you, man.
They don't have the season planned out?
They do, but they don't tell you because if I know I'm coming back, then I'll negotiate. Mm-hmm. So they want to make you feel every episode is the last episode. Mm-hmm. Because if I know I have 8 episodes, well, then I'm like, oh, well, shit, you wrote me in. So I can ask for whatever I want.
Right.
But if every episode feels like this is the last episode, then you call your agent like, well, we should take whatever they offer for this next episode because this might be it.
Interesting.
You know, so they don't want to let you know.
That's the shit that's
shady.
And bro, this is shit that sucks when you're in entertainment because y'all know y'all want to fuck with me. Like, just pay me my work. Give me a realistic. The fact that we have to negotiate and the fact that it's a rule that you never take the first offer. That's a rule.
Oh, yeah.
That means that it is a shady fucking business that you know that they're not going to offer you anything good the first time around.
No way.
It's such a fucked up.
So one time I was on set and this prop dude, it was like the intern of an intern of an intern. There's like so many like of those people on sets, right? And he came up and he was like, hey, did you ever send us like a photo of you as a child? You know, and I was like, huh? No one ever asked me. And he goes, oh, okay. And he looked like right there he messed up. Mm. So I was like, let me think about this. So I started talking to people. Why do they want a photo of me? Well, they want a photo of me because they want to like build out my apartment, right? Mm-hmm. So if they want to build out my apartment, they're investing money into a set.
Yeah.
But that's not in the episode I'm shooting. Which means they're going to build a set for my character's apartment in the future. That means I'm coming back. So that I was able to then call my team and be like, whatever they offer next time, don't take it.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna spend way more on building that set than they'll ever spend on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like probably times 10.
Damn.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I was like, we gotta take every little one of these things because there were so many times I'd be like, all right, man, it was really great to know you, man. Good to see you. Here's my Instagram. Yeah. You know, I might never see you again.
Right.
And then 2 days later it's like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So they might have known too.
They might have known, but one's allowed to tell you anything. And so
some reading between the lines.
Bro,
it's
so crazy because you ain't just like asking for a better pay. You have to ask for a better trailer. And they'll put you in a triple banger real quick or a honeycomb. You get a triple banger is better than a honeycomb. You put in a honeycomb, you basically in the wash closet with a toilet that may work and a very questionable sitting/laying bench.
Whether you get food ordered for you or whether it's crafty.
Oh,
and I remember one time like the food ordered from, like we talking about a sandwich from Mendocino Farms, right? We talking about like $14.
Yeah. Right.
On a multi-million-dollar project. Oh, right. We're talking about $14. And if you don't have it in your contract, the lady will come by at hair and makeup and be like, what can I get you? What can I get you? Skip over you because you're not on the list and be like, what can I get you? What can I get you? I'm like, I'm the only motherfucker can't get a $14 sandwich here. Like,
you have to go over there to the test.
Yeah, you got to go to exactly. It's like, it's just like, come on now.
Bro, the first time, I'm trying to think, what was my first dope trailer? I had a decent one on the last one I did with Insecure, but I can't remember. One of them I had like the TV, the refrigerator, the DVD player, and all of that. It was laying out. Like I had two couches in that bitch, like real couches in there. And it was a pull-out joint. So
the
slide out trailer. So I can't remember what project it was, but
that's great.
It was good.
That's like a third of a third, they call it, right? A third?
Yeah.
That's called a third.
Yeah.
What, it's like a third of a big trailer.
So everybody, like for people who don't know, like the trailers are pretty much the same size. And if you a top of the line star, like if it's like Viola Davis in How to Get a Murder, right, then you get a full trailer.
You get a full trailer.
Right. But then if you a series regular, usually they divide that trailer into threes.
Mm-hmm.
But the honeycomb he was talking about or the honey wagon, that's when they take the same trailer, they divide it into 6 or 7. So you just get like a little slit, no bathroom.
Slither.
Right, it's just a mirror.
Yeah, with those little, like, you know those faucets where it only works if you're holding down on it? So you got to hold down with one hand and then you got to do the quick switch and the quick switch and the quick switch.
It's like the bench. It's too high to sit on and have your feet absolutely on the ground, but it's not long enough for you to actually lay on. So
and it's shallow.
It's like this.
So you got good posture on it.
You really just get a bathroom stall.
It really is.
With no bathroom.
But the bathroom might not work.
So you just got to walk somewhere else?
Yeah, there's like a walk community bathroom if you in the honey wagon.
That's just saying get out the sun here.
Yes.
you know what it really is?
You don't have to
you know what it really is? It's like put your bag down here.
Yeah, and that way they don't have to look for you. Because if you're out in a tent, if you're in a tent area, you might walk around, you might go smoke, you might go over to Crafty. So when they come looking for you, you're not easily accessible. If they put you in the wagon, they know where you are, right? And they can drop all your stuff there, and they don't have to look for you. That's really what it is. Mm-hmm. It's all about control.
100%.
All about control, man.
100%.
Shit is crazy.
The way I knew I was done on one show, when I knew I was done, is that same prop person who I thanked after that, because I was like, you really helped me out. You know what I mean? He gave me the back of the chair, you know, where it has your name on it, back of the, like,
oh,
the
so he was
chair.
Like, you're not coming back.
There you go. Yeah, so they folded up and said, hey, you should have this. And I was like, damn. Man, y'all ain't never offered me the back of the chair before.
They ain't with the American flag. They folded the back of the chair like the American flag.
And I was like, you know, 20 seconds ago, I told y'all about how, like, every time you think you're done, I was like, I'm done.
That's crazy.
That's what I called the team.
That's
and I was like,
just, like, oh, you guys killed my character.
Yeah, we done.
Big done.
Big done.
Wow.
Damn, you said you never got the back of the chair ever?
I never got
that?
The back of the chair ever before that. That was the first time. They literally, you know, it has like the name of the show in the front and your name in the back. And I was like, oh, I'm done. It was folded up all nice. Like, here you go, man. You've been great. And I was like, ooh.
That's when you really start giving out the Instagrams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There we go.
Let me get I don't have it on like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Insecure. But I never thought to take the it.
Because you never know when you're done. And that's when you start to think, like, did I make enough for insurance this year?
Yeah.
Like, how many more months of rent do I got covered in the bank? Because, like, I might not work for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months.
I'm paying for insurance out of pocket right now. I didn't realize I had made enough money this year that I could have got SAG insurance.
Oh, but get back on.
I, at this point, it don't make much of a difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm still going to have to pay regardless. Anyway.
120 a quarter. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
120 for 3 months. Pretty good.
Yeah, that is. Damn.
Yeah. I only know I'm a SAG rep. I know all about the SAG shit.
We're going to talk
text
after
me.
This.
Yeah, technically, we're going to SAG questions.
That's his job.
Because my insurance right now is $900 a month for three people.
Oh, no, you should get on SAG insurance.
Okay.
You're going to save thousands.
Yes. $900 a month?
A month.
Wait, it's multiple people.
Yeah, it's me, my wife, and my daughter.
Oh, I'm talking about the individual rate. I don't know what the multiple people, but I can get it for you. Okay. Text me later, and I'll get you the information.
No, I just put them on the individual, and I still save some money.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I don't know about the family rate, but the individual rate is much more affordable.
Man, shit, killing it. All right, what you got for
problems.
Us today, Pat?
Some grown problems, I love it. The story I have, I mean, there's a bunch of crazy stories, but this one, I've always wondered it because, you know, we don't know what it's like to have a vagina, right?
Certainly don't.
Right? Okay. No. So, this woman on TikTok, she claimed that she knew her boyfriend was cheating because he got better in bed. So, and she was right.
Oh.
She was correct.
That means she has no faith in her own skills that she couldn't be the one teaching him.
Right, but I was wondering that because, like, if you pick up a tip from somebody else, or I guess, like, if you feel different, I don't know, like, because they also say, like, if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she would feel different afterwards. Thank God, I've never had sex with someone and been like, oh my God, this you feel different. But. What do you guys think about this? Do you think that this is something that kind of flies under the radar and you have to be incredibly in tune with somebody to notice this? Or is this just something where, like, dudes wild out and they learn a little flip move and they do it and it's super obvious?
I think learning a move is different from, like your stroke. Like, your stroke game changes. That's something different. If you, like, you learn a new technique. Like, I just learned about eating coochie from the side, like actually turning your head. It's like neck noxing or something like that. It's an actual, like, theory, not theory of or a way of doing it.
Wait. So I put my head and my chin between the two thighs.
Technique. Yeah.
No, you match lips.
Yes. Basically like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So my head and my.
So it's like going
Okay. I like that.
Somebody put a throw in there right now.
I'm gonna try that.
I think that's something different from, like. All right, so like if you go from the back, let me see. I don't want to give all my secrets, but I ain't gonna hold you. Fuck that. Y'all niggas gotta get it yourselves. All right, so I'll give you this one right here. Fellas, if you're going missionary and you wanna switch it up a little bit, put up one or two pillows underneath your girl's back to raise the canal, and you can get a little deeper in there, but then it won't force you to have to do as much either. Also, if you're going from the back, like you're going from the back and you have her lean forward and actually get her chest on the bed, and then kind of arch and lift up the tail. And when you go in, kind of go in this motion instead of this, right? So this is what you're typically doing right here. If you go in this motion, right, it would give her a completely different sensation. And because she already has the arch right there, you'll be able to get further in that. But
so you're saying,
that's all you get.
You're saying, like, you're saying waves.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like
swimming it.
Yeah, it's kind of so. It's like this.
Oh,
instead of like it's more of a like this is kind of a body roll right there. Just a little body roll.
He gets, so, you know what he just came back from?
Hey, relax, man. I just came back from Disney World.
Now here's the problem. See now. All these people listening out there are going to pick up a new tip, and now their girls are going to think they're cheating.
But here's the thing. They're going to pick up a new tip. They're not going to perfect it yet. Uh-huh. If he starts doing this out, like doing this, and over a week he gets better at it with her, she'll be like, "Oh,
but that's what they think." Like, "Oh, who's he perfecting this?"
But you ain't gonna perfect it off of one or two sessions. This is gonna take a couple weeks to perfect.
I want to go back to this other thing you said before, because you said some people say that if a woman has sex with a lot of men, that it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is like, all things being equal, let's say a woman has sex with the same guy 100 times,
mm-hmm.
or she has sex with 100 guys one time.
It'll that vagina, kind of
there's
the
still
same,
100,
right?
Yeah. 100 takes. Sure, yeah. So I don't know why it would feel different.
The elasticity of
a
vagina is amazing. First of all, it's going to snap back. If they can push out a baby, they can push out a dick. They can handle a dick. Right?
Yeah,
that's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, the more babies that they handle, I have felt the difference in the more babies that have passed through those vagina walls felt the difference in that, but for the most part, if it's
what
dick,
are you gonna do? You know, that's a superpower. Of course, it's gonna, you know,
I mean,
a little less tragic.
I definitely can't do it, but you know, kudos.
I wake up in the morning, I got a stiff left ankle, and I think it's the worst pain on earth.
Stiff left ankle?
Yeah, I wake up in the morning for 10 minutes, my left ankle is just stiff.
That is
okay.
And I feel incredibly specific.
And I feel like it's because it happened this morning. And I think it's the worst pain on earth. I'm a baby.
So you
don't have a high pain threshold?
No.
I'm a baby. Oh. Okay? And so when I think about, like, childbirth.
Yeah.
Childbirth.
There's a head just pop out from underneath the vulva.
And the whole thing, like, it's not even just like the worst pain for 4 hours. It's like the 9.5 months leaning up to it.
And after.
I mean, it is magical. Too, it's a super pop. And the healing. It is. I mean, if they do a C-section, they literally remove your abs.
With fire.
And move the shit. And
they use a fire blade.
Get out of here, yo. Women are crazy.
They're superheroes.
Do that.
They had like a belt that simulated like a little bit of the contractions, and dudes just could not even hang that.
They were like,
minute.
"This is a 3." He's like, "This is a 3."
It goes up to 40. Like, what the fuck?
If it was dependent on the male society to carry babies to prolong the population
extinction,
we would go extinct. I guarantee.
Or we would have found a way to make it so much easier.
Yeah,
because we're very good at doing that. Too.
Yes.
No, we would have taken over a poor third world country. And we would have had them have babies for us.
So it would have been the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale.
We would have done that 100%.
Is that what Handmaid's Tale is about?
I don't know, I ain't watched
it. It's basically that. It's like the world gets to a point where only certain people can have kids, and then those people are taken into
like slaves, basically.
Yeah.
Damn.
We would do that because we're horrible.
It's an actual story based on things that happened to slaves. Like, it's based on reality.
Oh.
Like, black slaves? Because I thought those were all like Quaker slaves with the little.
They took things from history and put them.
Oh,
in the show.
Got it.
Yeah.
The get-ups in that is that's their own thing, but.
Mm-hmm. But these aren't black slaves.
No.
Okay.
Because you can't have a
in
show.
The
all
in
black
the show,
people. Come
yeah.
on now.
I was about to say, but so they took the history from
nobody,
a black.
Nobody would
care. They got lit for 8 seasons on Hulu if it was.
But they took the story and was just like, all right, give it to the oatmeal women.
They America'd the shit out of that shit. They took the part that served them best.
Just had like the little buckle shoes and
the motherfuckers
panty hats.
They had us believing for years that the Native Americans were the problem.
Yeah. I'm still mad at that. Yeah. I remember being in class learning that
me
was
too.
Fake, and
right.
I was like, but
mm-hmm.
I'm still at the school they taught me that.
Bro, they had us memorizing the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yeah.
We had to memorize that.
What's that?
That's the three ships that Columbus was on.
Yeah,
wasn't he on the Mayflower?
No, that's the Pilgrims.
You're crossing your colonists.
Yeah, you're mixing up the bad white people.
What did Columbus get here?
Columbus got here on the Nina, the Pinta, and Santa Maria.
He was on the Santa Maria. The Nina was the little one. No, the Pinta was the little one. Mm-hmm. The Nina was the middle one. And the Santa Maria was the big one. And the three ships came over together.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
where's...
And he landed in like
where's the Mayflower?
West Indies.
Yeah, he landed in like the Caribbean. So he landed in the Caribbean. The Mayflower landed in Plymouth Rock.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There we go.
Which is in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first landing was in Jamestown. I forgot who landed in Jamestown, West Virginia. That was the first city in America.
Yeah. Well, was it the first one? Because...
Or,
No,
Saint
Columbus.
No,
didn't,
no, Saint Augustine
was the first one. Oh, but Saint that Augustine one, that right one disappeared.
Yeah, Saint Augustine. So what's the Jamestown thing? And what's the Jamestown is a thing?
Jamestown was a big That was like the first prosperous, one of the first prosperous.
So where did Columbus land?
In the Caribbean.
Caribbean. I don't know exactly where, but he was not.
That's
in
why
any
they call it the West
US
Indies.
Mainland. Yeah,
he never was over there.
They called it the West Indies because they thought he was in India.
He never went over to the America.
No, he never
America?
Got to mainland.
No, he never got to mainland, and they thought
what?
And he thought he was in India, so he was like, "I'm in India."
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's why
and
they
that's
called
why
it West India.
Not America, America,
so the fake Thanksgiving dinner
that's not related
that happened
to
in the Caribbean.
That's not
no,
to
no, 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 no. You missed
the pilgrims. The pilgrims did the Thanksgiving thing, not Columbus.
Oh,
so the Thanksgiving dinner was a
this
bunch
is all
of people
made up, though, right?
No, this happened.
This is a bunch of people in England.
Parts of it are definitely over-exaggerated. Okay. The pilgrims did come here. They did have these certain things did happen. Like, Columbus was a real person. He did
do
the terrible things.
I smashed all those stories.
You did.
I thought, you know what? I thought Columbus landed in New England.
Hundreds of years difference between hundreds of difference between hundreds of years between.
There are so many false truths that we've been told
this
about it anyway.
Too.
Smashing it together doesn't make it any more
I wrote it all
false
off as
than
a lie.
What it was anyway. Yeah.
And like, you know why you smashed it together? Because you learned about this one on Monday, and you learned about the other one on Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you know, that was the unit. Because I
they
remember
try to gloss over a lot of that early stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, we did the civil rights in a week. Mm-hmm. So it was like Monday, Martin Luther King,
like
Tuesday, Malcolm X, like, you know, Wednesday,
that's
Black
crazy.
Panther Party, and then it was like, that's it. And so
yeah.
it's like,
it's
of course
of
you smash it together because you just learned the whole shit in that unit, right? That unit of history. And that's 1 week.
So who was the main pilgrim? Who's like
was
the lead
wasn't
nigga?
Wasn't it the dude from Pocahontas? John Smith?
Real, right? Pocahontas is a different story.
Damn.
That's Jamestown.
See?
That's
wait, so Pocahontas is pilgrims?
No.
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 Columbus?
Nah. Pocahontas is the other one, so that's John Smith. All these Puritans.
Where was Pocahontas like running around?
In like the Virginia Jamestown, in like the Virginia part.
Wasn't she the?
No,
she was a guide
pilgrims?
For
no,
two,
pilgrims are in Massachusetts.
Not Lewis and Clark though.
No, that's Sacagawea.
Sacagawea was.
She was with Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
Squanto was with the pilgrims.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But again, we've like they took out the bad parts. Filled in whatever they want. We kept bits and pieces of it because we learned this, you know, 15 years ago. And then or 10 years ago, we found out that 70% of what we learned was false.
Fake anyway, right?
Yeah, because they were telling me that, like, oh, yeah, the white people, the pilgrims, and the Native Americans was breaking bread together,
mm-hmm.
opening
right.
up a cornucopia together. It's like,
the natives like, came and helped them out because like, they needed help.
It's like, yeah, you raped them and told them to stay here, or I'll shoot you.
And then you gave them blankets filled with smallpox and wiped them out because they didn't know what this disease was.
I also heard that there wasn't even turkey like that, like
no,
wild turkeys.
They didn't really eat turkey because they were really tiny. The only reason we have big ass turkeys is because we fill them with antibiotics and
the deception.
Full of shit.
No wonder I didn't brush up on this shit. I'm down.
Good.
I'd never brushed up. After I was so betrayed once I heard that it was fake that I was just like, I never went back.
History is told by the winners, so they're mm-hmm. going to tell the story that suits them best. Like the casualty counts and a lot of like the older wars and that are all skewed because they're like, oh, we had hundreds of people there and it was actually like maybe
I was told we won the Vietnam War.
Ha. They can't call it a war. It's a conflict because war was never declared.
Wow.
We just moved troops there.
I heard our numbers.
And
I heard they did more numbers than us, though.
Oh, yeah. They
were
they
guerrilla
killed,
warfare.
They killed more people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And we left. I was like, how do we win a war that we left, didn't accomplish our goal, and they killed more people? It sounds like we lost, like, on all
like
three.
We've lost every war since World War II.
Yeah.
We lost the Korean War. War in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Vietnam.
We lost Afghanistan?
Did you look at our evacuation?
The Taliban is still in power.
They're still
and the goal
the
was to get rid of the Taliban.
And they're still there.
They're still there.
Now we got to negotiate.
We lost.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, how many wars? Let's just.
Shit.
How many wars have been since World War II?
Well, we had the first
Korean
Gulf
War. You've got the Persian. You've got the Gulf War.
How did we
got,
lose the Gulf War?
I mean, that was because we didn't really. A lot of our wars are like giving other people guns and then bombing the shit out of people.
Yeah. We give the guns, and then 20 years later, we fight the people we gave the guns
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Because, like, we were on the same
Iron
side
Man.
As the Taliban. We were giving them weapons to fight the Russians. And
exactly.
Then they turned on us and said, you're just as bad.
So, all the weapons that the Taliban used to fight us, we gave them 20 years ago.
That's.
Or 30 years ago now.
That's the. Thank you.
Excuse yeah. Like, Bin Laden was on our payroll. He
100%.
Worked, yeah.
That's crazy. So,
there's a great book by Steve Cole called Ghost Wars. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing book.
Ain't there a Call of Duty?
His name's Steve Cole, called Ghost Wars, and it really takes in like how America was on the side of Afghanistan because we were trying to rock with India, and India was fighting with Pakistan, and Afghanistan was they were all against Russia. So we gave these. It's amazing how it gives you the five sides. I only know about it because I did the play based off of it called Blood and Gifts. But man, like, it's an amazing book to tell you. Like, it's all made with suits and rooms. Like, people fly in, suits and rooms. Five dudes will fly into a suit and a room and decide, okay, 300,000 people are going to die for this cause.
They'll decide the death rate before saying,
oh, like, they have estimates and all
that. They know, like, if we do this, it's going to be this. They do, if we do this, it's going to be this based on, like, just how risky the thing is. Mm-hmm. And they knew everything. And it's like they were all doing it to fight the Russians. And then the calculated risk, they're literally thinking, a lot of times they think, I'm going to be dead before this becomes a problem.
Wow.
That or the people that are dying aren't U.S. citizens.
Right.
They're other people. So
it's like, oh yeah, this is going to definitely cause a
problem. Oh, because they're 80 years old.
Yeah, and so, someone is saying to him, yo, if you give the Taliban all these guns, what happens when this war is over and they want to fight us? They go, shit, I'll be gone. Y'all can deal with
years.
That. That's going to be in 20, 30 years. Y'all can deal with that, you know? Yeah. Wow.
That shit's crazy.
That's really scary to think about.
Yeah.
Well, if you look into what the CIA does, you'll be real scared. I mean, they're funding everything. Drug running and all that.
Oh, yeah. Snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
It makes you wonder, like, because, like, when I see actual crack pipes on the ground in downtown L.A., seriously, it's like, who's manufacturing this?
Legally, oh, right. too.
Legally.
Oh, yeah, that's the interesting
getting
part.
It in.
Glass blowing that motherfucker.
Distributing it to different, like, shops downtown. I literally went to one spot.
And the shops being like, yes, buy these.
Yes. They have them in, the like, the little plastic fishbowl joints. They just reach in. It's literally...
That's crazy.
Hundreds of these glass dicks.
And ain't nobody smoking tobacco with them. You know how that's how they always say, like, put your, they always say tobacco or herb, yeah.
But this one is just,
put your oregano.
It's literally just a glass bulb and a stem. It's not the ones that are colored.
It's not the fancy ones that are for weed. It's not a weed.
It's nothing. You put the crack in the tube and then as a bulb. It's no way for the air to escape like an actual,
a pipe.
A pipe. This is literally for crack, and I always think, like,
there's full LLCs.
Somebody has to know this, which means that somebody's okay in
and
this.
And there's a factory that's producing
it. It's a factory producing it. It's on a manifest when it's getting shipped here. Somebody's looking over it. Okay, crack pipes, great. We were running low in South Central.
Do they test them to make sure that they're...
I was going to say, maybe they prefer crack pipes over needles.
I don't like the pull.
Man, I
over,
like
over sharing needles? I don't know.
Game, bro. Yeah. Ron Funch has had an amazing joke out. He's a, what did I just say? I think I saw it on Bread Improv's Instagram. And it was like, I find it weird when people don't believe in any of the conspiracy theories. Like, you know, like none of them. You don't believe none of them. You think our government is just
out
here bad.
Right. Nothing's going on.
Yeah. He was like, well, I can't say whether it is or it isn't. He's like, you know, because the government is meant to, you know, run people and try to lead them the best as possible. They're responsible for people's well-being. He's like, and I'm not responsible for that many people. He's like, but I am a parent. I'm responsible for one son. One son. And I lie to that nigga all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I have
it's
a
truth.
I have a thing.
Damn.
I have a thing on conspiracy theories.
Those are the best jokes.
It was you're so like, good. Yeah.
I have a thing on conspiracy theories. I'm like, damn. I don't believe the conspiracy theory, but I also don't believe what I've been told.
There's always a shred of truth.
Exactly.
That they come from.
Exactly.
And everything.
I'm like, yeah, this might be bullshit here, but I also don't believe what I've been told. And I know I have come to affect the fact that I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to know what I know until I know. And then I know, you know?
But making that regular.
It's a lot of no's.
Yeah. It's a lot of no's.
I followed you exactly, though.
But like... there was another recent comedian. I wish I could tell you who it was because I want to give him credit. But it was a comedian I saw recently. And he said, you know, these white American and British people will go to, like, Egypt. They'll just be digging over here in their country. They'll find a bunch of their shit, like Egyptian shit, and be like, oh, we're going to take this back with us, mm-hmm. you know?
Museum.
We're going to take it with the museum. And we thank you for letting us study this for the last time. We're going to take it back with us. And he goes, can you imagine if a bunch of Egyptians came here, dug some shit up, and was like, Oh shit, Ben Franklin. We gonna take him back with us, right? He's, he's one of your best guys, ain't he?
Right.
We gonna take him back with us.
We gonna take him back with us.
Yeah, wow. We taking Ben Franklin to Egypt.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin's bones is crazy.
There was a Native American activist that actually did that in the U.S. He went to a graveyard and started digging stuff up, and they were like, "You can't do that." And he's like, "Why? You did it to us."
Ooh, there you go.
And what's crazy is because like that logic, even though it was like that sound logic, they'd probably be like. Jail.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We get your point, but jail.
You can have a nice long nap for a couple of hours, or years, actually. How about a couple of years? Go ahead and get comfortable. It won't be as comfortable as a Helix mattress, but it will be comfortable. Because when it comes to sleep, if you want to get it done right, you got to get you a Helix Sleep premium mattress, okay? This is a brand that has tailored mattresses based on unique sleep preferences. Everybody don't sleep the same. Pat probably sleeps all wild and crazy. You know, who knows when he goes to sleep? Bayside probably sleeps tucked in and, just like, look at that. He's a nice little deer. Me, I'm all on my side. If I don't have my CPAP, if I got my CPAP, I can sleep on my back. But everybody sleeps different. But Helix Sleep is dedicated to finding out the best way for you to get a good night's rest. And that's what they have a lineup which includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids so the whole family can be outfitted, all right? So how will you know which Helix mattress works for you best? And your body. You take the Helix quiz, of course, and find out the perfect mattress for you in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to you, to your door, completely free of charge. Listen, you get 100 nights free sleep, risk-free. You don't have to worry about anything. If you don't like it, they'll come back and grab the mattress for you. And you'll get a full refund as well, okay? Everybody's unique. And everybody's sleep is different. That's why Helix has 7 different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. They have the mattresses for those people that run hot. That's me. You know, I'm always hot. I always got the leg out, the ceiling fan on, and the air on. I took the Helix Sleep quiz. I was matched with the, what was my luxury? Actually, I got the cooling mattress. Shipped it straight to the door in like 3 days. Tony Valentino was actually coming over. He helped me take it up. We unraveled it, took it out of that plastic that popped up, and we've been having some of the best sleep we ever experienced in our life, we being me and Farron. So, want to hook you guys up with this amazing opportunity to get this brand new mattress that comes with a 10 or 15 year warranty, huh? Depending on the model. And remember, you get to try it out free for 100 nights, risk free if you don't love it. But we know you will. You don't have to worry. They'll come back and pick it up for you and get you a full refund. So, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/DIYS. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Again, that's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/DIYS. And you get $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners right now. Okay, also, just want to let you know that Helix supports the military, first responders, teachers, and students by giving them a special discount on the site. Unlike a lot of other mattress companies out there, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, so you don't have to worry about any hidden charges or anything like that. They can have a lot more leniency with you guys, so make sure you check them out.
That's great. Who needs better sleep than teachers and soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a great little...
first responders,
great
too.
Great little campaign. That was the third person?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they do need
I will
sleep.
Say this, though. When I had to go to the hospital in D.C., I just got some paperwork from that, and they was like, how did we do? Rate us. And I gave them all zeros. The motherfuckers didn't come get me from the room. I had to walk down from the room. Okay, when I got in the ambulance, they didn't turn the woo-woos on for me, so they just drive
in traffic.
The street.
Was it a real ambulance or was it a Sprinter van?
That was a real ambulance. Okay. It was a real ambulance, but they didn't turn the lights on for me. They was following traffic rules and laws. They were letting people merge over
because they thought you were good.
I don't know, but I was still in pain. I was visibly in pain, and once I didn't hear the sound, I was like, I'm not paying for this bill. I'm gonna dispute it.
That's wild to be like, all right, we're downstairs. Come through.
Because the fire department came Uber? First. The fire department came first. I explained everything, and I'm laying on the bed in pain. I'm wincing, like just toppled over. And they was like, you think you can walk? I was like, nah. They said, well, the ambulance is here. We got to get you downstairs. And I'm like, why can't they bring it up? I know they got a stretcher.
Right.
And so the 2 firefighters, they get on my side, and they kind of just like hold me up, and I have to still walk. They didn't carry it. They just like held me up. Jesus. But I was like...
Yeah, you should dispute that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I was not pleased with it. But horrible ambulance. Here we are.
Yeah, I think the only job outside of teachers and soldiers and first responders that I think needs a better sleep is, I would say, actors. But other than that, you know.
You guys have nice enough beds.
You guys somebody, have trailers.
Somebody going to get that clip, sleep cut out where I laugh at the end, and cancel me because of it.
Sleep in your thirds.
Yeah.
Sleep in your thirds.
Yes. Third of a third.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting some good sleep, there's a dude who just made the news because his bed he shares with an alligator.
Oh, come on now.
Apparently, you can make any animal an emotional support animal, or most of them. Any guesses for where this was?
Florida.
Florida.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, oh wow.
The gator must hate it up there.
Wow. Pennsylvania.
Up there. Yeah, how you got an alligator? What?
Maybe he took all the teeth out of the alligator, because I don't understand how you sleeping with an alligator and just being okay with it.
If an animal is like, cold-blooded, it don't love you.
And it's going to get hungry one day.
If an animal is cold-blooded, it has instinct. It wants to eat you.
When you see the headline of like, oh, man gets eaten by a crocodile, and you're just like, oh, the crocodile was so nice. And they always be like, that's so not like him. And it's like, that was just instinct. But no, this guy's okay. 69 years old, 7-year-old emotional support alligator named Wally Gator. They spend every moment together, giving kisses, sleeping in the same bed. Apparently, he's described as super sweet natured. And they just be walking around together, hanging out. But everybody says it's awesome, but I would not recommend anyone do this.
Yeah, I don't like
kissing.
It's a black guy, right?
What?
Can't you? Hibby said it was a black guy.
No, she said this was a different one.
Oh, okay. Oh.
This guy's.
Can't you get like diseases from doing that to reptiles and that?
Be honest, at home, when you pictured this man, everybody pictured a white guy.
Yeah,
everybody.
He's not black. He's not black.
Everybody. I mean, as much as we try to act like we don't all perpetuate stereotypes, it's still a good amount of black people that don't swim.
Who?
So that's number
a lot
one.
Of some stereotypes are blanket true.
I mean, just right spot on the money.
Blanket
I've been,
true.
I've been out here. I was in Jamaica. I did the bumper boats. I did the parasailing. I did all of that and can't swim.
Here's a
I've
question
been
for y'all.
Wait, to hear you can't swim?
Huh?
Wow.
I cannot swim.
Snorkeling is swimming.
I know how to not drown.
Right.
So you know how to tread water.
I know how to tread water, but I know how to swim. I don't know how to
swim.
Swimming. My ears don't go in the water.
You just have to tip yourself forward and move your arms like that.
Yeah. But I'm not doing that.
I don't do that.
I need to keep my head above water.
When my ears go in the water, it's done for me.
Doggy paddle?
I can doggy paddle. Okay. And I can tread water. And when I did snorkel, I was like, I mean, the water is here. I'm right here, right? I mean, I wasn't going further than that because I didn't want water to actually get in the snorkel.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going much further, like here.
That's right.
I know people are like, no, you can go under because the one that we had, like if the water got on top, it would stop it.
Yeah,
when
like
I came up,
it.
All I had to do was exhale and it'll blow that water off first.
It's too much work.
I'm not doing it. I don't trust that.
Because what if I inhale in and the water comes in? I don't want that.
Right.
Yeah, a reverse exhale.
So here's a question. What are there stereotypes of your people that you won't do in front of white people?
Absolutely.
Because like for me, I used to go to the gym at Equinox and they have those eucalyptus towels. After you work out, they're like chill. They're in a little fridge. So after you work out, you know, you sweat and stuff. You could take the towel. Everybody like puts them on the head. my people call towel heads sometimes when people are being racist. And so,
damn.
And so I would be at Equinox and I'd be like, oh, I'll go. And look, I can't really afford that gym. I'm stretching to afford it. So I'm like, I'm going to use every damn fucking perk I got at this gym. So give me that fucking towels, you know? I'm wrapping around my head, walking in the locker room. All these white guys look at me, and I'm like, I know when I walk by, they're like, towel head. And I'm like, so I won't do it. And so now I thought about it. I was like, you know, whatever stereotype, would a black person not eat watermelon in front of white people? Would a black person, you know
what I mean?
It
always comes down to chicken and watermelon.
Yeah.
I've grown past the chicken thing.
Because everybody loves chicken.
Filipinos eat way more chicken than black people.
Koreans eat chicken.
Indians eat chicken. The whole Asian community be fucking chicken up.
And chicken and waffles is typically the best thing on the menu if it's offered.
Even that white restaurant chicken and waffles be slapping.
So white people love chicken too. Just,
there'll be times I'm just like
chicken and waffles. Yeah.
If you put pepper on it, it's spicy white chicken for black. I mean, black spicy chicken for white people.
What's that?
Whoa, this is... You went crazy.
You know that this chicken marsala, when I was a kid, it sounded like to me masala, right? Yeah. So I was like, it was going to be spicy. Chicken marsala is just chicken and mushrooms. That shit is not.
What's masala?
Masala in Indian culture is like real spicy. Like,
got it.
Like if you get something masala in Indian culture, that shit is red and brown. Like that's every kind of seasoning you can
imagine.
Where are
you from?
So I'm actually something called Zoroastrian. So There's only 100,000 of us on Earth, but we
I was just going to say, I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah. Say it again.
So Zoroastrian.
Zoroastrian.
So we are Indian by ethnicity because our people are in India, but our bloodline is from Iran. So we're simultaneously Middle Eastern and Indian at the same time.
There's not a Zoroastria?
Nah.
I got so excited. Yeah. I was like, tell me about it.
But you know who the most famous Zoroastrian was Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen.
Really?
He was a Zoroastrian.
He was Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you got 100,000 less people earth, you got to know everybody that is part of that.
Freddie's Mercury.
So Freddie Mercury's real name is Farrokh Bulsara. He was Indian, but born in Zanzibar in Africa. But he was Zoroastrian, so he's one of our famous ones. We got some others.
That's Queen, right?
Queen, yeah.
Is Queen like, is Freddie Mercury like obviously Middle Eastern, or does he look like a white dude?
Well,
because now I'm like, I'm not super into Queen, so but like, I always thought it was
if
a white
you look
dude.
At me, I'm light skinned too. You know, we have brown features, but yeah, like Farrokh Bulsara is like the most Zoroastrian name ever. Like he light skinned, but he had that mustache and stuff. You know what's funny? So the Zoroastrian community at the time, they didn't fuck with him because they were like, oh, you know, you gay, you do drugs, you swear, you know, you do all kinds of shit, so we don't fuck with you. Then he got, like, knighted by the queen, became world famous, blah, 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 like, doing all kinds of shit. When he died...
Back then, they didn't want
When me. He died, then they were like, nah, he should be buried here in India. It's like, fuck
you. Oh, they didn't like him until he died?
Him until he got, like, knighted by the queen and he stopped doing all his shit,
He's
you know?
Very ambiguous looking, because he also looks like he could almost be Spanish, of the Spanish descent, too.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Freddie. I kind of see it. Okay, I see it a little bit.
So that's why I am. So I'm simultaneously Indian and Middle Eastern. I'm South Asian and Middle Eastern at the same time.
Like, so
because my ancestry is Iranian, but my ethnicity is Indian. I was born in.
So you guys are like Creole Indian people.
I don't think so.
That was a stretch, and you still missed it.
We something called the new term that people talk. It's called Manasa, right? Middle Eastern, North African, South Asian. So that includes like.
Whoa! Say it again.
Manasa. Okay. So Manasa includes the Middle East, North Africa, meaning like Egypt, Libya, right? And then South Asian, which is like Pakistan, India, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So Manasa includes kind of like that region of the world, because otherwise we have to say Asian. But when you say Asian, you don't think of us.
No, yeah. That's when I went on your page, and because I like to always do a little research.
Yeah.
But I saw that you were in support of like the Asian something. I was like, wait,
It's so weird.
I was literally puzzled for like 10
this
minutes.
Cleared
I
up a lot of stuff
I was
for
like,
me.
Hippie, find me as much information on Bezod as possible because I don't know who he is.
Well, it's hard because, you know, on like, you know, the census and the surveys and they always say like, anytime you fill out anything, health insurance, whatever, it's like, what is your ethnicity?
Mm-hmm.
And they
it's
always
like Hispanic or not Hispanic. Yeah. I'm like, those are the only two options.
And for me,
Hispanic, white
so
or white.
It'll be like Pacific Islander. No, it'll be like Asian. And now look, technically, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, they're all in Asia.
Right.
So technically, yeah, I'm Asian, but you don't mean me when you say Asian. You think crazy rich Asians. You thinking Korea, China, Japan, Asia. So we've really worked hard, especially with SAG and stuff, to create this term to get more traction of Manasa because that gives us our region. So that's Iraq, Iran, Baghdad, Syria, you know, all the Kazakhstans, and then like Pakistan, India, Afghanistan. So that's our region.
How many Kazakhstans are there?
There's all, you know, all the stans. There's like Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan. There's a couple more.
Oh, I thought you said like a term for
Russian territory.
Yes, Istan is like the land. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Russian thing?
Yeah. It's a Russian term, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bogus.
The more you know.
Yeah.
This is
way more helpful than your 7th or 8th grade is geography and social studies class. Just haven't watched damn internet too scary. They gonna learn some shit. They gonna laugh, get some discount codes. We're bringing, what's the new term? Manasa.
Yeah.
We got the new shit over here.
New shit.
New Manasa. We out here engaging with the community.
Okay? We the best.
We the best.
Guess who's a member of the Manasa community?
Who's that?
DJ Khaled.
What's he from? I thought he was from wherever French Montana was from. Morocco?
That's Manasa, because that's North Africa.
Is he Moroccan, DJ Khaled?
I don't know, but
I don't think
he Middle Eastern or something. I think he... Lebanese, I don't know.
I know his mom. He said his mom speaks like 5 or 6 languages.
Yeah.
And he says he speaks like 3 or 4. I've never really heard him do a whole lot of anything else, but, yeah. You know, we out here, though.
Americans are just the best and worst at just super generalizing a people.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, oh, yeah. I grew up not knowing the difference between Hispanic and Latino. Difference between, like, middle. It's a lot of generalizations out here. I'm glad you told us this.
People say all kinds of wild
Khaled,
shit.
DJ Khaled's parents were born in Palestine.
Palestine. Mm, Palestinian. Okay. I should have known that. Palestine.
Why?
Part of the Middle East. I don't know why I should have known that, but I don't know why I should have known, but I feel like I should have known.
I should have known.
I know a lot of things. I didn't know that.
Well, did you know that right now, through one of our partners, DraftKings,
you could
place a $5 bet and get a free $200 in free bets instantly.
What?
That's right. Because it's football season again. Football season is here, and we're partnered with DraftKings right now. Right now, new customers can bet just $5. All right, if you got $5, place it on DraftKings. You get $5 bet, and then you get $200 in free bets instantly. And as an added bonus, for week 1, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings win the early win promotion, okay? This is an early win promotion. We got tons of prizes for you guys. All you have to do is download DraftKings and get in on this. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses, all right? So if they lose at the end of the game, doesn't matter. As long as they lead by 10 at some point in the game, you win instantly, okay? So download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code DIYS to get $200 in free bets instantly once you place a $5 bet. This Sunday, okay? So do this now. Don't wait. Do that right now. That code, again, is DIYS, and that's only at DraftKings Sportsbook app, and it's an official sporting betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. This part I gotta say, this part of us is just go with me, guys. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling or referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. In Illinois, Indianapolis, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. You can also call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, 1-800-522-4700. Colorado, New Hampshire, 888-789-7777. All right, I think I got the rest of it right there. There we go.
I could tell by how you started. You thought it was going to be much faster.
I didn't realize it was that many phone numbers. I thought I was going to be able to go more. Then it was like, I can't say these numbers fast like that because I don't want to mess up on a number somebody really needing it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Someone's at home like, I really need this number.
Yeah.
Can you say that
that's
a little slower?
That's the craziest thing. They want you to buy the drugs like on these commercials so bad. They
you can't hear that fast.
Bitch, would you just say I'm going to get an extra arm?
Can you hear that fast?
If I take this asthma medicine, I could potentially get an extra arm. Bitch, no.
No, the side effects are always worse than whatever the thing is.
Yes.
Right.
It'll be like, do you get migraines? This causes anal bleeding. And I'm like, damn.
Hold up.
Anal bleeding? I'd rather have the migraine.
I'm walking around all day. What are you talking about? Anally.
I'd rather have the migraine, please.
My problem was diarrhea.
I work at a Cheesecake Factory. I wear white pants every day at the Cheesecake Factory. You're telling me.
Did I sit on the cherry sauce again?
The third time today.
Seeing a waiter with a boo-boo stain is
I'll never eat at that place again.
That will ruin your day.
I will never eat at that place again.
Speaking of ruining your day, though, I still can't believe Columbus landed in the Caribbean.
That ruined your day?
I'm like, what?
Think about how wrong he was. He thought he was in India.
I thought he was wrong and landed
on
the East Coast.
We have never heard anything about him realizing how wrong he was, right? Because that was probably after the fact.
I think he died before that. Or if he did, who cares?
Wait, we still call it the West Indies?
Oh, he died knowing that, thinking that he was still in India?
But that's why they were called the Indians.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I want to see his face like, you was wrong as fuck, boy. He was like, well, I don't care.
It's like not even as wrong as I'm in Chicago, driving to New York, land in L.A., and then start calling a bunch of motherfuckers the New Yorkers, and then being like, oh, Hollywood Bowl? Nah, that's the Empire State Building. Like, he's that wrong.
What do Native Caribbean people look like? Don't they look like kind of black? Like Rihanna?
Yeah.
That changes everything in the whole visual in my head. Mm-hmm. I had the image they gave us, which was just like the classic Native American with the, I don't know what the Caribbean Native Americans look like.
You know what's so crazy? The more I've been seeing like traditional Native Americans in getting their representation in movies, like the new Predator movie, they use all Native Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like all
they also,
the
you can watch it. You can watch it in Comanche language too.
Oh, really?
Which is the way to watch it. That's how I recommend watching it. Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of the Native Americans doing the representation. I haven't seen a lot of them with the feather headpieces. Is that something that was made up too?
Well, I know that it was.
It was very ceremonial. They didn't walk around with it. It was super specific times they
would. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then I remember that used to be a Halloween costume, and that's like very, very offensive now too.
But I mean, the more you don't know, I mean, when you don't know that stuff, it's like, you know.
Because it is beautiful. You know,
it's beautiful, but also like awesome. Even just saying like the way they sit. Like I make it a purpose to say crisscross applesauce or legs folded instead of
Indian
saying.
Style?
Yeah, because you don't want to be offensive. You don't know what is offensive because it changes the list to offensive words.
It's also
insane,
the whitest.
Changes every day.
This one's good though. You're talking about football, like you're talking about the Redskins, right? When the whole Redskins controversy was happening before a football team. One of my favorite responses I saw was from a comedian. Again, you see these comedians be on point.
Oh, yeah, they know.
But so the dude, the response from the NFL, the dude who owned the Redskins at the time, was like, we have talked to many Native Americans, and we have found that the Native American community is not offended by the word Redskins.
They said we have Native friends,
check this out. Check this out. He goes, all the Native Americans we spoke to said that they are totally fine with the word Redskins. And then the comedian's response was, if that's true, how come you didn't say this? We have spoke to many Redskins, and all the Redskins that we have spoke to said that they're fine with the word Redskins. Every Redskin we spoke to said that Redskins was okay. How come you didn't say that?
Right.
Because you know it's offensive. That's why you said Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That was the thing. I was like, that's a mic drop right there. You straight up wrote a whole press release and did not use the word Redskins in it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Except when you mention what you talked to them about.
Yeah. That's wild. You should have just said, I know I talked to all the Redskins.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great, man.
That's insane.
Let comedians run the world.
Man.
They have those points that it's uncomfortable to talk about in the beginning, in the first place. But then it's like it's funny, but it's also like, damn, that's true. So you remember it. If it was just like a fact, like I have way harder time like just remembering certain fun facts as opposed to like a joke, because it's like how they tie it together is so dope.
Comedians and musicians. You remember things with musicians.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're like, what sound does the letter make? Tell me.
What song is that?
Y'all don't know about phonics? Oh my God, y'all don't know about phonics?
I mean, y'all I know phonics.
Still hear it?
Phonics. Grace's phonics. Grace's phonics. It's the new like lit way to teach your kids
ABCs.
Oh, it's current?
It's current.
I've been seeing like a bunch of like
Gracie's Corner. That's what it's called.
Gracie's Corner. Okay.
Gracie's Corner.
It's like a little black girl?
It's the black girl. And she's like, what sound does the letter make? The beat is lit. I don't have no kids.
Gracie's Corner. I don't have no kids.
Y'all got to listen. I'm going to check it out.
I would jam to this shit either.
In the car.
Okay, well, Jerry Bowen said Redskins' new name is the Warriors. He also said... Where is it?
Is that true?
Is it the Warriors?
They changed it to football team.
Yeah, the Washington.
It was just the football team, but I think they might have, because she lives in the DMV. She said, listen, I live in the DMV, and football fans still say Redskins low-key. And I'm not surprised.
They couldn't think of nothing
else. People in Chicago still be blasting R. Kelly. You understand me? You will never stop Chicago from stepping in the name of love.
They changed the Redskins to the Commanders.
Commanders. Okay.
Okay. Is Chiefs offensive?
They got the pass.
Okay.
They got pass, and Seminoles got it. The Florida college, they got the pass as well.
Because chief is like a respected term. Yeah.
And you could be like, oh, it's universal because you can use chief in different
other stuff. Yeah,
but the Cleveland Indians logo with the big smile and the feather.
Yeah,
that's wild. That was like literally still propaganda.
That was Sambo. Native American Sambo. That was
right.
Yeah. Mammy.
That's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit crazy as hell.
That one's wild.
Yo, they wild.
It's also crazy that they landed in the Caribbean was like, you guys are Indians, and since you sit like that, Indian style.
Yeah.
I'm
Bro,
sitting Indian. It's like double
just
wrong.
Because, just because you didn't understand their language, you came
double
over here trying
wrong.
To like name shit. Like they don't understand you, motherfucker. It's
Indian
so,
style.
Yo, the audacity of Europe. has never been matched. Yeah. Them motherfuckers just was like, we ain't doing all this shit, but we need all this shit. Slaves, bitch. Yeah. They went to Africa and robbed Africa of every fucking resource and mineral.
Yeah.
Everything they had was like, yeah, and by the way, this is my territory. I'm going back home, bitches, out. How do you do that?
You know who has a great thing about this too? John Leguizamo. I think it's on Netflix or HBO, one of them. But he has a whole special called The People's History of the United States. And John Leguizamo does like a one-hour special, one-man show.
He's been doing one-man shows since the 90s.
And this is an old one. But he talks about who was here, you know, what they look like, how people come. And you learn so much in that hour. And you crack your ass off. Yes. Laugh your ass off. John Leguizamo kills
it. So fucking talented. He's been doing one man show. I don't even know how many he has, but he has to have at least five. Oh,
yeah, he's
five
got
to
great
10.
Ones. And he's been in the game for years. He's killing it. Yeah.
Man, he's so good.
Great. It's called The People's History of the United States or something history like that. John Leguizamo, man, that's my guy right there.
And
if you ever get fortunate enough, he also does the show live still. He tours it every once in a while. I got to see it live a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, so much energy on that stage. Killing it.
You
got to
remember Helifax. He must be really good at remembering dates because I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, man.
I feel like I'm going to do a history dive now because I just...
You just got to make it rhyme or something. Like do a word association with the dates.
Make it rhyme. 1971.
I gotta see how many he
has. When the war was won.
How many one-man shows he has. I know he has, God
damn.
Because
whatever streaming platform has his, I don't know what it is, but they got all of them. I think maybe HBO Max or something, because they got all
John Leguizamo. I just feel like I'm going to start doing more research on this kind of stuff, because I actually just got back from, I went to Alaska for a little bit a shoot, and the native people up there, they were done so wrong. We went to this cultural center and got to sit down with one of the leaders over there. And he just told us about everyday life, but then he went into the history. And apparently, the settlers came over, obviously took things, split them up and all this stuff, and then made it illegal for them to practice their own culture.
Wow.
Until, like, a few decades ago. So now they're, like, just now getting everything back, just now, like, teaching the kids the language. A lot of grown natives there don't know the language because it was literally like illegal for them to speak or teach their own language in their own house. And I was just like,
and did y'all know that insane. Eskimo is a slur?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned that out like the last few years.
What?
And let me tell you why. Because they're Inuit people, right? They're native people. One tribe of Inuit people is the Eskimo.
Yeah.
So that's like calling all Asian people Chinese. Because it's like, well, no, there's Japanese, there's Korean, there's all, right? There's South Korean, right? There's all kinds of stuff. And like, so calling all Inuit people Eskimo is actually a slur, unless you're an actual from the Eskimo tribe.
So did they reach in contact with Eskimos and then say like, oh, I think this is all...
I don't even know how it came to be. I only learned this from a native person because I said it like unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, that's actually a slur. I was like, damn, I didn't know.
Is it a slur or is it like calling somebody from the DR Mexican?
I think it's like, I would prescribe it to like just saying any Asian person you know, you say that's Chinese.
Okay. I thought it was like a bad word, but it's basically just saying.
I think it's
saying,
just offensive. People can get offended.
No, it's offended, but it's literally because it is an actual tribe, though.
Yes, there are Eskimos, but I think there's like, that's like one of, I don't know, however many hundreds of Inuit tribes.
Yeah. It's kind of like gypsy, right?
Yeah, gypsy I think is a bad word to say, too.
Yeah, it's like a who you're talking to situation. Yeah.
Right.
Like gypsies can call each other gypsies.
Yes.
Damn, Eskimo is such a cool name. It's one of the coolest words. Eskimo.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's tight. That's not tight, but I mean, I like the word Eskimo.
Well, now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Don't do it no Eskimo.
You could have said, don't do it no Eskimo.
I saw it, read it, and said it wrong. Don't do it. God,
don't say that no
more. Corbin built the block fast as fuck on that boy, didn't he?
Don't say it, no Eskimo. That shit was hard as hell to say.
I know, right?
Don't say it,
in
no
your head,
Mo
you
Eskimo.
We gotta God get the damn. Fuck up out of here, man. Woo. Hey, listen. Mazai, you want to tell the people where they can find you? If you got anything coming out you want them to check out, here's the time to do all of that at them right now.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's my first and last name. Let me spell it for you. That's BehzadDab. You.
Dabu.
Beza Dabu. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And what I'm working on right now is actually I'm working on developing a show. So I'm developing a show. I'm in development with the great writer Marcus Gardley. And we are working on bringing a drama featuring an Indian family into the United States. Shockingly, that's never happened. So we're bringing an Indian American drama to the United States. It's called Rite of Passage. And so hopefully we get that going pretty soon. But development takes a long time.
Yes, it does.
So hell yes.
That's what I'm working on right now.
Representation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying that even the lessons you told us on the show today, I feel like can be brought to more of a mainstream level.
I want to bring an Indian American show to TV where it ain't about like arranged marriage, where it ain't about like, you know, the mom wants you to marry this person and they're talking inside. It's like, no, like my family came here like living. Like, can we show a real thing? Mm-hmm. And it's starting to happen more. Hulu's doing some stuff with that new show Mo and Rami and stuff like that. But
you guys need your Cosby show.
Yeah, we need something like that, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to working on that, and so that's what I'm working on. Yeah,
it is, man. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for pulling up on us, man.
Thanks for
it
having
was an
me.
Absolute pleasure,
thank
bro.
You
came through with the great energy, the jokes and the knowledge. You dropped the love and knowledge. I love when we can learn on the show and learn with you guys as well. Definitely shout out to the More Mob and the Scary Squad. Thank y'all so much for pulling up. Y'all was deep today. I think like 45, 46 of y'all. Appreciate Let's y'all go. Pulling up, man. It's always a great time. Shout out to the homie Killer Cam. Y'all seen him on the Cam Squad. I heard somebody was like, my baby Cam dropping knowledge today. Hey, look at Cam.
He had help.
Look
he had help
cheeks.
Today.
Look at the
double knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, man, as always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
Boom, boom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.